East Side to Dowling to Des Moines and now to Elkhart. She's covering sports wherever she goes. It's Mal the Sports Gal on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning on Star 102.5.
Before we talk about the Cyclone game, we got to get one more.
It's time for Mal the Sports Gal's Top 3.
Okay, our top three musical artists everybody else seems to like, but you don't get. And in our first segment, you gave us number three, Bon Jovi, number two, Huey Lewis in the News, and now we're up to number one.
Number one would be U2. I can't even say the U2.
Really?
Oh, Colleen is offended.
Why are you offended?
Well, I'm not offended. I'm just, well, I...
I think the glow.
What kind of a person doesn't like you too?
I think that glow came off that band a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're not as beloved as they used to be.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No, and a lot of, you know, when you're in high school, you always want to be like the band that you want to say, oh, I'm so, you know, like back, we all listened to like Jimi Hendrix and all that stuff back in the day and thought we were cool.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a cool thing for somebody, but I'm sorry, you know, and I know Bono is this, you know, good human.
Boo! No humans.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, and I love my Irish heritage. You think I would dig them, but they're on the depressing side of Ireland or they sing about depressing things. I don't, you know,
great. Yeah, like it's a beautiful day.
Sunday, bloody Sunday.
All right, fair enough.
It's a Beautiful Day is actually one I don't mind, and I don't mind one. Okay, so I don't mind those two songs.
Uh-huh.
The rest of them are just like, I'm such a victim. I need a sip of coffee after that. Hold on, I try to be Bono. Okay, I'm all better.
I tried to be Bono. No Irish accent.
I got in character and I put my sunglasses on and I saved a whale.
Okay, there you go. All right, now we move on to the Cyclone game. They're taking on Oklahoma tomorrow, Mal.
Well, my God. Oklahoma, I think, to be honest, in the stuff I've been reading about them, I think it was kind of like Iowa being rated too high. I think Oklahoma is rated a little bit too high. I'm not trying to take that against them because they're still a great team. And the game's in Norman. And by the way, I went to Norman, Oklahoma this summer, and it's a beautiful stadium.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I would think so. I would think they put a lot of money into that.
Yeah. They have so many statues of people. Like, they have Bob Stoops, which is awesome. That's one I took a picture of.
Sure.
You know, mm-hmm. Sam Bradford.
Yeah.
They have so many out there. They have a statue of the guy selling popcorn.
Who might actually be Sam Bradford now?
That was really good, Kurt. I'm impressed with that play.
Well, thank you. That means everything.
You're so hip to be square.
How dare you.
But Oklahoma is 6-0 at home this year. Iowa State, I can't tell who this team is. Who shows up every week? I don't know. Because I write these things down every week and do my homework as the same thing every week. Their defense is good, but they've been struggling. Their offense has been doing okay. The thing is, though, I just don't think the Cyclones can pull this one off. And a lot of the odds makers are saying they would take the points in the Cyclones. It's like 4.5. Not me. I think the Oklahoma's going to beat them by 10, 34-24.
Wow. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Now.
Mal's Magic Man.
All right, Mal. Who's your Magic Man this week?
My Magic Man is Charlie Kohler for the Cyclones, tight end.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Going back home.
Yeah, he is going back home. He is from Norman. And the thing is, I don't feel like the Cyclones utilize him enough. And I know that they're going to be planning for him and all that, but I really think he needs to get involved in this game. He's going to be fired up. Let's get Charlie Kohler the justice he's due.
All right, so Charlie Kohler is your Magic Man today or for tomorrow, Mal. All right, sounds good. You have a good weekend. We're going to talk next week early for Thanksgiving and the final games of the season, mm-hmm. regular season anyway. So you have a good weekend, Mal. That's Take right. care.
You too. Go on.
Follow Mal the Sports Gal on Facebook and Twitter at Mal Sports Gal and hear her on demand at star1025.com.